Hello and welcome to our show. It's a Monday. It's a bit later this week and I feel like it's going to be like that for the rest of the weeks too because news and stuff, it needs to be fresh and we realise we can't be doing it 4 days in advance because I know we can predict the future. We can do a lot of good things and stuff, but it's just too hard for us sometimes. So we're just going to go whenever we want on a Monday.
You've been calling yourself the Oracle. Last few things, because you can see into the future.
Privately, yeah, privately. I've actually been watching Boy Swallows Universe on your recommendation from Hot or Not or whatever, and that guy, what's his name, the kid?
Gus.
Gus, yeah, when he does the sign
writing. He sees some photos and sees different things, like just snapshots of what's going to happen in the future. Do you feel like that?
What was that show? Was it Medium or The Mentalist or something? No, Medium. And
I think the body is buried just there on the right.
Honestly, I would love to go back and watch all that stuff now. Because when it came out, I was just like, this is crazy.
The best part about that show was like, it was really, really long. It went for an hour every episode, so 45-minute episodes, including ads.
Yeah.
And for the first 40 minutes, it's like the detective's trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And then at the end of every episode, always finished the same. It's like,
yeah,
I now know where the body is. And then she just...
There's a formula.
Hey, why don't you just say it at the start of the episode?
Or get John Edwards in.
It's like that Rick and Morty episode. It's like really short crimes. I'm the killer and I did it.
Oh, it is funny stuff, isn't it? Funny stuff. But what a week it has been. We've spent a lot of time on the golf course lately.
And honing the skills, mate. Honing the skills, getting out and getting some vitamin D, getting some exercise in. It's nice
Well, it's your best game ever yesterday when we all played with our good friends Hamish and Jamie. Jamie, for the first time, played all right. Played all right off the tee and that. He was whacking him. Bought the driver out. Mishy hasn't bought the driver out yet, but you played the best game of your life pretty much.
Best game since I've picked it back up again, and I was pretty happy with myself to do it in front of a crowd, you know, with witnesses.
Oh, no. You played some really good shots. Like, I don't want to pump your head up too much.
Bunch of pars and a birdie, you know.
You were putting for another birdie, weren't you, at one point?
Yeah, I had like at least three or four birdie putts. And I didn't make them, but I just...
How fun is it, though? Honestly, I feel like we've both said before, you say you've definitely caught the bug, and I was spent like... After coming back yesterday from a hit, I was chipping balls in buckets all
arvo. I think there's a reason after 30 that men get into golf.
Yeah, smoke meats, cycling, golf.
Because there's not much else. Like, I can't go... The thought of going to take, like, heavy body contact, like, I know I'm trying to potentially make a comeback to the footy field this year, but the thought of just, like, taking body hits and going to training and doing other stuff...
The calluses are gone now, aren't they?
Yeah, this is sort of like doing it at your own pace.
Yeah.
And getting your steps up, like...
Well, we were thinking we could do this shit until we can't really walk.
Well, like even playing nine, sneaking in 90 minutes of exercise. Like I've been doing my prison workouts, like sitting in my garage with the back garage door open so I can see some sunlight, sitting on the bike for 60
minutes.
Fighting
the demons
doing 60 minutes on the bike and then doing like a bit of a circuit. So it's like, well, that's not really the most fun 90 minutes of my life to get some exercise in. I was doing it, but not the most fun. So just a little learning. So just trying to get a little bit smarter.
Like exercise is smart when you've got skill involved. Like golf, you have to be real slow and steady to hit the shot, but you got to walk around unless you get the cart or whatever. But I like walking, to be honest.
Yeah, I know you like walking, mate. You love talking.
Do you like walking or would you rather take the cart?
No, I like walking.
Every now and then the cart's all right. Depends who you play with.
Mate, you lost your pitching wedge and I put my runners on, which I already had, and I said, don't worry, I'll go have a look.
And then you had a look and I was like, fuck. And you come back with nothing. I'm like, did he really have a look?
We were on the other side. It was, you left it on the par three and we'd finished. It was par five on the back thing. So it was a 500 meter hole.
Yeah.
And I said, don't worry, I'll run back and have a look for you.
Because I said, I'm happy to go. And you go, no, I'll go.
Yeah, no, but I knew if you went, you wouldn't have run. It would have been a slow walk back. It would have been 15 minute, 20 minute wait. So I thought, I'm just going to fucking have a go here.
Let me have control of this situation.
Yeah.
Is that what you were like? I'm playing the best game of my life here. Yeah, let me run and grab it.
I don't need anyone to interrupt my flow or rhythm. I had to come back and take my putt.
And did you putt it in?
No, I had a two putt from there, but I had to come back. Yeah. Heart rate was at max heart rate. It's like playing a game of footy, you know, kicking them under pressure after you had a long run, which is something that I'm known for, you know, taking a few bounces and slotting it.
Honestly, though, out there with the boys and that, getting a bit of a tan, it's pretty fun. And I like the short game. I like putting and stuff now. I feel like that's like, I used to hate it, you know, when you go and I'm just like, let's see how far I can hit the fucking ball. But one thing I did miss this week though is a game of pool.
Oh no, we didn't get any pool in.
But that is one of the best games.
You replaced pool. We on Saturday night. We were headed over to Fern Tree Gully. Got to see the PCW Professional Championship Wrestling. Nice enough. Yeah. The lads down there invited us down to take us through a bit of a run through.
Anthony Cincotta and James. Bolton.
We got to go and do some moves, do some ring walks. You got to run off the ropes a little bit, and you were honestly like, for those who want the comparison of what it was like, if you've ever watched the footy at halftime and you see the Oz kickers come out onto the big stadium, and then when the siren goes and then everyone's trying to get the kids off the oval, that was what it was like for you in the wrestling ring. It was insane. Like, I was like, he hasn't stopped talking. He's got the most questions I've ever heard him. He was the most engaged I've ever been, where you didn't lose focus or concentration or interest. You were just like...
Yeah, and you were like, fuck, we've been in the ring for like 2 hours. I was like, fuck, what? I felt like half an hour.
I was exhausted, bro. I was out. I was like...
You looked exhausted. You didn't want to get in the ring early doors. You were a bit like, I don't really want to get dropped on my head. I don't want to do my knee. Your mum called beforehand and said, Robert, be careful. Don't do anything silly. And you took that advice. You laid a few clotheslines and that, but you were very hesitant, weren't you?
I'm happy to be the observer.
The manager.
Happy to be the manager. Happy to be someone who just like...
But the manager needs a bit of personality. You were like... Your battery looked at like 10%.
We had 3 hours of...
If we were a tag team, I wouldn't want to tag in.
We had a two-hour drive there and then a three-hour before the show of deep dive into wrestling history, training, experience, favorite wrestlers, favorite moments.
Yeah.
I was a bit...
How do you do this? How do you do that?
And then into a two-hour show and then a two-hour debrief on the drive home. It was a long...
Yeah.
It was a lot of wrestling. It was a wrestling
but
intensive.
But did you like it? Did you like the show?
The show was impressive.
Yeah.
I was shocked at the slaps of just how loud they were.
Mm.
And
the
I know,
chops, yeah, they were
and
they
even,
were heavy.
And even the when they do the moves, you know, like I know it's fake or whatever, but just after seeing how many like hit in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the elbows that sort of meant to hit on the shoulder and then sort of slip up and hit in the jaw and...
Yeah, you'd be having some injuries for
sure. Bruises the day after.
Yeah, and now knowing what the mat feels like and the ropes and even the stuff on the outside, when you see those bumps and that, you can appreciate that that would probably hurt.
I feel like
and the elements of danger involved.
Did you feel like you did talk a lot on the way home that you thought that this was something that you wanted to do?
No, this is something that you said you like. You could do this. You could honestly do this. Like, come down here, train, and then the first match came. And the bloke started chopping that bloke and you're like, I don't think you could do this. You just turned to me like, oh, I don't reckon you could do that. And I'm like, I reckon I could. And you're like, nah.
I reckon you need to put on 30 kilos.
That's what you were saying. I don't think I need to. Nah, I reckon I need to trim down and look a bit like Bruce Lee.
Nah, I reckon.
Like James.
You just need to be you need to be able to throw your weight around in there.
You reckon?
Take a few hits and not hurt as much because you've got a bit of cushion.
Yeah. But then, I felt that coming back from footy when I made the comeback, like in the contest. I didn't get hurt much. And I heard a lot of other people, but that's not what you want in wrestling. You want it to be safe. But were you impressed with how like aggressive and shit things look, but how safe they actually are?
Yeah.
Yeah? That doesn't sound like it.
I don't know. I feel like there's...
Like the punches and stuff.
I don't think safety is always at the top of the forefront. It's meant to be, but...
It has to be. You got to trust your body with your...
Yeah, but people jumping opponent. Off the top rope and threw things into metal. There's room for error. That's what I'm saying.
Who was your favorite though? Did you like Wake?
Yeah, he's a bit creepy.
Yeah, the red beard with the face paint. When he come up climbing on the gates right in front of us.
It freaked me out.
You were like, is he going to fucking slip and fall on my lap? That's what you were thinking, weren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
But I saw you, I turned around a couple of times and you were starry eyed. You were looking at that going, I think maybe this is something.
I was engaged. We're sitting in the front row, mate. It's hard not to be engaged when you're sitting right there seeing people get thrown through a table.
But big thanks to James and Anthony for taking us through the moves. It was good. It was good seeing you lay the clothesline from hell. It was good.
Hey, well, it's a week full of sports. You know, there's been the Aussie Open. Haven't watched as much of it this year as previous years. I've turned it on a few times and I just didn't know anyone.
No. I didn't either, honestly.
I was like... Shit now, because I don't know any of the players. I mean, that's my fault. But yeah. all the greats are sort of...
Like you mean, like the big icons where it crosses over sport a little bit where you're like, oh, I'm just going to watch it because they're playing.
Yeah, for the last decade I've known
Novak,
the names.
He played, didn't he?
He played, he didn't make the final. He lost in the
didn't
semi.
Didn't he lose his shit at his team or something?
Yeah. Well, the Italian dude, Jannik Sinner, he won in five sets, down two sets to love, first Italian to win a Grand Slam in 48 years.
Far out.
You feel like you'd be...
Oh, he's getting free lasagna for life.
Free lasagna for life. Well, it's like...
Did you watch it?
Nah.
I didn't watch it.
Because
I didn't watch
like,
a second in the Oz Open.
I like tennis, but it's like...
Me too.
I just want to know...
Yeah, I was a bit bored. I was a bit like, hey, I'm rapt that it's in Australia. Like, I know going is a good time, and it doesn't really matter who plays.
Do you remember Marcos Bagdatis?
Yeah, bro. He had the head strap.
Gael Monfils, like
he was the guy with the big leg.
Andy Roddick. Maybe
bro.
I'm just living my childhood out, but I feel like
Andy Roddick was hot.
Bring him back.
Anna Kournikova.
Yeah.
Bring her back, I reckon.
All right. Well, hey, you also watch a bit of the cricket. West Indies they knocked off the Aussies.
Yeah, honestly, this Shamar Joseph. Remember the name? This young kid. His story is unreal. Working in construction and just trying to make it happen or whatever. Gets a call up into the national team and plugs them all up with a broken toe, actually. So he wasn't even meant to play. So he was in the hotel room. He didn't even bring his stuff to the ground on day five or whatever because he got hit with a toe crusher. And then the captain said, get your fucking clothes or whatever. And he went back, got him, got jabbed up, had a few pills, and then skittled the Aussies. And they won. First time in like 30-odd years. I don't know. I love Australia and stuff, and like I always want to win. But West Indies cricket and like Test cricket in general, I think that's a good win. It makes it exciting.
Soft for Aussies, you reckon? It's a shit loss.
Oh, they tried to experiment a bit. Cam Green at four, and obviously Steve Smith opening and stuff. So I don't know. I just think they've been playing for a long time too. Like they might be a bit tired, but I'm telling you right now, it's exciting watching young people have a crack
with
a bit of heart and shit. It was good. So I don't know. Did you keep up to date with that one?
Nah.
I
don't really follow the cricket that much. I understand it, like there's matches on and that, but
the BBL finished too. So yeah, the Brisbane Heat won. So I don't know if you knew that.
It's hard. I just can't believe how much people love cricket.
You like Test cricket though, don't you?
I don't mind.
Because it reminds you of summer, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I just like I don't really want to watch Aussies versus West Indies if I'm honest.
No. Back in the day,
I don't mind following the Ashes. There's something on there.
And India or South Africa.
Yeah, it's a good match. But like, I don't understand if it's scheduled for 5 days and the game's over in three. That's shit.
Well, like, it gives you 5 days, you know what I mean? But anyway, maybe next summer we'll go to the cricket.
Maybe.
Together.
Hey, we had our Dream Big Coffee Club, first catch-up of the year last week. I know we talked about it on Friday for Hot or Not, but
yeah,
we scheduled at Coe & Co for 8:30 in Richmond and we were very, very late.
20 late or something, 22 minutes late or something. And that's something that we both fucking hate.
It was cool to see some friendly faces there and something that we're going to schedule more of, and I promise that we can't predict the traffic.
No, we can't.
But I think that out of giving ourselves credit where credit's due, like we gave ourselves enough time to be prepared in this.
We could have made it easy on ourselves and had it in Torquay or Armstrong Creek.
It's never a 3-hour
But we're like, no, for you guys, we'll come.
We'll come to Cremorne.
But we'll come late.
A 3-hour drive.
It's hard when you're late to things, I reckon. That's why we don't like being late, because it frazzles us. So it's like we're there to meet people and talk about
shit.
Have
a good time and smile and laugh.
And it's hard when you're just constantly like, fuck, I'm late. This guy hates me.
Yeah.
You know, he's telling us about what's going on with his business and that, and I'm just going, he hates me.
Hey, we'll schedule up another one. I can imagine the first one will be obviously sometime in February because we're heading to the end of January, which is pretty crazy.
We'll sleep over in Melbourne. We might even sleep at the cafe.
Yeah.
To make sure, you know.
It's like camping out for tickets, you know. We'll be there. We'll be there ready to go.
100% be there. We'll make it happen. Don't worry about that. But, no, it's exciting. People love coffee and they like connecting. And I feel like the feedback we got from that event was – people like early morning catch-ups because they're not drained at the end of the day.
It doesn't ruin their day.
And they can just get a coffee. They can come for 5 minutes.
Something to look forward to in the mornings.
Yeah, seeing our faces.
I like that. Well, hey, we kicked off the week with Daria Varmalova.
Yeah.
Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Doing big things. Her chat last week. If you haven't checked that out, go and do that now because I thought it was a really good chat.
So did I. Nearly an hour. So lots of information, lots of stories and stuff. I feel like we were on too. We asked some good questions.
You love pumping your own.
Well, because I edit it and that, so I'm like, fuck, I'm glad I asked that because I feel like the listener at home would be like, I hope they ask that question.
Is the work world back on now? I feel like the Australia Day thing is finished and it's going to like...
Triple J's dead, isn't it? I didn't know any fucking... I know this is what I knew that I would probably be like, but it's like I didn't even know any songs.
Which I found, this weekend pretty weird. Again, it's another one of those things, Australia Day weekend, there's so much controversy around it, around the date. There's an article coming out and talk around Australia must consider bringing back conscription as all-out war with Russia looms, expert says, coming from news.com.au. And this is something that we covered for...
hey, look, we were saying we predict the future. Yes.
And we talked about what they're trying to do with America and the talks about what might happen here. And we don't have enough people that have in the military. Like what they're saying is if something did happen, we don't have enough army personnel to go and fight a war or be prepared to if anything was to happen. We just don't have enough people that have signed up. And I feel like my personal opinion on what's the go of last weekend, the go of like even the referendum on Indigenous on the vote.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the vote to Parliament plus just the back end of COVID. I feel like we've lost a sense of like national pride. Everyone's very quick to just hate on each other. It's like more
the country divided.
That's more like we just hate, like everyone just wants to hate.
Yeah,
you know, like I feel like the reason that people back in the day went to did national service and participated in these things because they had a sense of you know, like they wanted to fight for something, stand for something.
I feel like crisis though, when something bad happens, it feels like no matter what happens, like you saw it overseas and stuff, like. If something happened here, people would band together, I feel like. And it's just sad that it's like it's something like that to turn the tide where everyone's like, fuck all whatever you believe, we need to make.
Do you trust Gen Z to do that though? Because I feel like if they needed to turn up early, they'd be like, sorry, I've got a class that starts at – I've actually booked in a fitness class at 8 o'clock, so I
can drop some drones on the app if you want. You know?
I don't know if I trust the next gen coming through.
You don't – yeah, well, I don't think they've sold the story – like the military story, I feel like growing up, even for us, it wasn't really there, but maybe the ones before it, the generation before us had it a bit more, like join the army. But people don't realize in the army and stuff, you can be an electrician and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just like you're not trench fucking warriors.
We're not telling you to go join the army.
No, no, no. But I'm just saying. But what was interesting was like watching the Super Bowl, yeah, and seeing how like sport and how they integrate, like, because those are the types of people that they want in the army, aren't they?
For sure, for sure.
And it's just lots of like air shows and shit, and everyone's like saluting and that, but that's. Maybe a little bit American, but it's crazy shit. And speaking of shit, Vince McMahon taking shits in people's head.
Yeah, I know. I know you love the wrestling, which is something that...
This honestly broke me a little bit because strange, like for a guy who's like turned it into a billion-dollar company or whatever and then his fucking text messages are like you and he can't even spell, you know?
Yeah. Do you reckon it was a bit strange considering he's got a bit of a track record and...
It's not strange. It's just like, it's just, come on, bro.
It's a weird thing, I reckon.
Yeah.
If you haven't followed this story, it's breaking is that there's a lot of drama surrounding Vince McMahon. Who's the other big
John Laurinaitis and Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, so big icons of the sport. Can you call it a sport?
Of the entertainment.
And they've got some bad stuff going on with someone who's come out with some allegations around some bad things. And the text messages are pretty crazy, which. Also, like threesomes and group sex and shitting on people's head. It's a bit much going on, I think.
Sex trafficking. That's what he's been done under.
Doesn't sound ideal. It doesn't sound like...
Well, Brock Lesnar, he was meant to be scheduled for the Royal Rumble. That was just yesterday. Didn't come out. He's just like, I don't know what's happening there. Because they didn't actually name him, but they said former US, like they pretty much named him.
Yeah.
Like all his accomplishments and stuff. But... I think like Triple H, I listened to his press conference after the Royal Rumble and that. He didn't answer any questions about it and he just deflected and he said, this is a new era for WWE, this is a whatever. And apparently this is like 2020, 2021 and shit. So this is like old Vince McMahon.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is when Stephanie and Triple H left because I know you're looking at your...
I'm looking at my watch because I'm telling the story. I know you're telling the story, but everyone's wrestled out. We've got some wrestling content out there. We're talking about wrestling now.
I can't believe you just cut me off then.
We've got some wrestling here. What I really want to talk about is, hey, if you are getting back into work now and the work world has started at the end of January and you're a pre-seed to seed stage company, you're a founder doing big things, looking for a team to support you, behind you, whether it's raising capital, whether it's finding your first customers, whether it's establishing some partners, whether it's doing a tech build, whether it's trying to figure out who are the right people to give you some services, whether it's legal, whether it's debt financing, whether it's R&D and tax.
We don't personally do it all,
but we're excited to be building out our ecosystem at Dream Big Social Club. So if you've heard of startup accelerators and understand how sort of programmatic that they can be, think of us as something similar. It's probably the best analogy, but we are fit for purpose. So we're not running you through week one, it's product management, week two it's debt financing. We're going to roll up our sleeves, we're going to help you achieve your goals and make sure that your company actually moves forward step by step. So got some cool companies on board, got a few more that'll be rolling through the door, just kick off this year, excited for a big year. And as we said, if you are interested in this space, please get in touch. Limited spots left on the Dream Big Social Club roster. Me, Locke, and Chris Wilson. If you haven't connected with Chris Wilson, the third musketeer of Dream Big Social Club,
the wizard
himself, Cap Chat. He's spreading his gospeling wisdom in our.
I think that's one of his favorite things to do is to just share wisdom. I feel like that'll be on his tombstone, wisdom sharer.
Wisdom sharer, but go and connect with a great man on LinkedIn and please get in touch. Excited for a big week, more guests coming through, and the next Dream Big Coffee catch up will be announced in the next couple of weeks. So enjoy, see you later.
Hey, funny business listeners, Caleb from SquareX here. I just wanted to jump on and let you guys know at the end of this ep, SquareX is currently open for investment. So if you're interested in learning more about what we do at SquareX and want to get involved in the digital future of the agricultural supply chains, you can reach out to me directly on LinkedIn or to the Dream Big Social Club team to learn more.